now, starting off, about 400 Democratic Party cadres today convened at the home of the Democratic President General Norbert Mao in Gulu City for what the party has described as a historic gathering, marking a new chapter in its political journey. The meeting that took place today brought together party leaders, mobilizers, youth groups and long-serving members from across the country for a strategic engagement ahead of the 2026 general elections. Addressing the cadres, Mao reflected on the party's long and often challenging path, noting that the Democratic Party has endured decades of political transitions, internal reforms and national struggles while maintaining its identity and values. He described the day as a significant milestone in DP's history, symbolizing unity, resilience and renewed commitment to political growth. Mao reminded members of the sacrifices and progress the party has made over the years, saying the gathering demonstrated the Democratic Party's continued relevance and determination to shape the country's political landscape. The event also served as an official launch of the Democratic Party's parliamentary campaign season, with the leadership outlining plans to field strong candidates across various constituencies.
It started as my assistant when I was elected to Parliament. Our partner, the Konrad Adenauer Stiftung, represented here by Mr. Bernard Mokone, thank you so much. Konrad Adenauer Foundation is a political foundation based in Germany, and it has been a partner of DP since 1961, before I was born. When our leader, Benedicto Kiwanuka, went to Bonn in West Germany and met Konrad Adenauer, who was then the Chancellor or the Prime Minister or the leader of West Germany. My colleague, parliamentary candidates and leaders of the Democratic Party, and those of you who are candidates for various positions in the local government, this is a historic occasion because we are doing the second phase in leadership building. You start by identifying potential leaders. So the first step is identification. Then the next step, you equip those you have identified with certain skills, and then after equipping, you deploy. So you identify, equip and deploy. We identified you, that's why you were nominated.